They're everywhere. Campaign signs littering the landscape, material crowding your mailboxes, the knock on the door, and so much more. Democracy in action. Welcome to the election cycle. The stage is set for the typically low voter turnout on March 17th, the Illinois primary. As Paul Harvey would say, now for the rest of the story. Campaigns begin when a person decides to run for office. When my daughter decided to run for the Illinois General Assembly in September of 2019, I asked her, why? After why come the thousands of hours given by friends, supporters, and most importantly, the candidate and their family. Platform, materials, flyers, mailers, signs, and fundraising begin months before Election Day. Still, the single most important effort is at the doors, meeting the voter, walking neighborhoods, every weekend, then every day until the election. When a person moves from private citizen to public candidate, their family moves with them. They lose privacy and freedom. They experience the strain of being under public scrutiny, where every word is dissected and people say ugly, hurtful things about them. For this reason, I respect every person who chooses to run for office and engage in democracy, a participation form of government. The idea that we get the government we choose could not be truer. Not voting is also a choice. Democracy does not require you to take up the sword. Democracy asks you to cast the most powerful tool we have in a democracy, the vote. I know where I will be on March 17th. Where will you be? I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.